Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
What to do with Roberto Firmino if Liverpool sign a new striker? By Sam Maguire. There's been a lot of talk recently surrounding Roberto Firmino and whether the versatile Brazilian attacker is clinical enough in front of goal. There are arguments to be made from both sides of the fence. The truth is he can be hit and miss, but fortunately for us, we aren't overly reliant on him scoring every single game. He doesn't need to hit 30 goals. If he manages it, then it's a bonus, but the Liverpool system doesn't hinge on him going on a 2013-14 Luis Suarez-esque run. The former Hoffenheim player is part of a free-scoring trio alongside Sadio Mane and Felipe Coutinho. The three of them have scored a combined 24 goals so far this season, and the Brazilian pair are both on target to get into double digits alongside Mane. But even so, there's still talk that Liverpool need a new striker. Not just in the media, who continuously seem to tentatively link the Reds with moves for Alvaro Morata and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. But amongst fans too. Those who have given up on Daniel Sturridge as a Liverpool player now want a world-class striker to replace the former Manchester City youth graduate. If Liverpool do sign a £40 million striker, granted the two aforementioned names would cost considerably more than that, what happens to Firmino? There appears to be a pattern emerging depending on what sort of week the number 11 has had. If he's scored or had a worldie, then Liverpool don't need a starter, they just need a backup. A plan B, someone to come off the bench if they need a goal. You know who I'm talking about, an Ole Gunnar Solskjaer type or a Javier Hernandez sort of player. If he's had a nightmare, missed a sitter or two, and generally had trouble keeping hold of the ball, then there's no doubt about it. The Reds need an £80 million man leading the line. Someone who offers goals and graft on a consistent basis. Because, of course, such strikers are real and definitely not mythical beasts found in forests riding unicorns and hunting wolf in a red coat. Let's say, hypothetically, that Jurgen Klopp manages to unearth a Robert Lewandowski-Roberto Firmino hybrid. He likes the look of Anfield, decides to join the club ahead of a whole host of other clubs. Where does it leave Firmino? The versatile forward can play a variety of roles, but how many does he excel in? And do they have a detrimental impact on the team overall? They're the questions you should be asking, because after all, it's about the team and not the individual. The number 10 second striker role. It's a position he's not unfamiliar with, but he's yet to really impress in this role while he's been playing in red. It's worth noting, however, that he wasn't given a sustained period there, and the team themselves weren't at their most fluid either. It's a role he occupied for his former club, Hoffenheim. He often played behind or alongside Anthony Modesta, with Kevin Volland not too far away. Hoffenheim often came up against high lines, and it meant Firmino and co. had a lot of space to exploit from deep. But it was his movement that was key in him getting into goal-scoring positions on a regular basis, and he was a constant threat. There's no reason he couldn't replicate that form for Klopp if he was given time to adapt to that role, especially if there was a striker ahead of him who complemented his style. Left side of the attack. Could he end up playing the role he's filled in the absence of Coutinho from time to time? He's yet to find any rhythm and form there, and he often looks out of sorts when he is there. He's limited with what he can do when playing such a role, and he's nowhere near his best. It's a bit like shackling him to a post and then being disappointed when he's not his usual energetic and free self. he can play that role and he can do the defensive responsibilities that go hand in hand with that position, but you're not really seeing the real Firmino. It's a waste, and a club like Liverpool don't have to make do with things like that. The Adam Lallana role. Lallana currently plays a box-to-box midfield role. He helps defensively, but more often than not, he finds himself in that number 10 role. However, unlike most traditional 10s, he doesn't stay in that area when out of possession. He tracks back, he does the dirty work. Is there any real reason Firmino couldn't operate in that position and do something similar? He's good at winning the ball back. He's got the energy and stamina to support the attack coming from a deep area. He's confident with the ball in enclosed spaces, and he can break defensive lines. On top of all that, he's also a goal threat. It could well be something that we see if Klopp opts to bring in a striker this summer, but doesn't want to stick Firmino on the bench. I have some time for people who have, let's say, expressed some doubts about Roberto Firmino in a long-term role at the club and have been a bit frustrated with his efforts in, say, the last 6 to 8 weeks. But for me, he's one of the major successes of the Klopp era at Liverpool to date. Just such a gifted footballer. For me, a guy you always want to see in the first team. And look, everybody's pointed it out. Sam's pointed it out in this piece because it's dead right. He is obviously and has been proven to be more effective centrally. I don't like him on the left personally, although you can still see that he does a job, which is important. He can still hold the ball up. Now, unless he is having a stinker, which I guess he's had a few of. Generally speaking, you can rely on him to retain possession. You can rely on him to make inventive and incisive runs. And he's got a pass in him and a goal in him. So for me, he's a guy who starts every game that he's fit to play. Not just for all those things I just mentioned, but for the other thing that everybody else mentions about Roberto Firmino as well, which is the work rate, which is the old Ian Rush idea of the first defender being the striker. And nobody's really done that as well, as far as I can remember. People talked about Dirk Kuyt's work rate, and it was obviously insane. But Firmino rivals it, and he's probably more effective from a defensive point of view in terms of making interceptions and being that little bit nippier than perhaps Dirk was to get around the pitch and get a foot in and a block in. Yeah, so I have to say, in my estimation, Roberto Firmino's a nailed-on starter whenever he's fit and will be a hell of a player who keeps him out of the team next season. Not that I'll be objecting to such a hell of a player arriving.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.